Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this weekend, I believe the TSA said that they had screened at least over a million travelers. Over 3 million people, from what we understand, have already started their Thanksgiving travel. That is going to go up. AAA has projected over 50 million people will be traveling this year for Thanksgiving. It is down from previous years. We are expecting less people to travel, people canceling Thanksgiving. We did in our household, and I told you guys why. You know, I think this is ridiculous, and I think all the changes are ridiculous, but honestly, it doesn't really feel like a Thanksgiving anyway. So if I want to hang out with my friends, I'll hang out with my friends, and if I want to celebrate stuff with family, we will. But at this point, you know, if you know, with all the hype and with all the restrictions and all that, it really starts to mess with how we, you know, are going to celebrate Thanksgiving anyway, wearing masks while you're eating. In California, they recommend you don't even pass the stuffing or pass the gravy to actually package the food. That's not Thanksgiving. And to go through all that and miss the Cowboy game, I'd rather just watch a Cowboy game. Sorry, that's just me. Plus, I'm also going to be working. Apparently, with telemedicine, they are needing all hands on deck anyway. So I'll just work this Thanksgiving. But, you know, people are traveling. And you know, some of the headlines are like, well, people are ignoring the CDC guidelines. How do you ignore the CDC guidelines when you already paid for your flight, when your loved ones haven't seen you or your kids for almost a year? You know, so I get why people are traveling. And for anybody traveling, you know, and you know, trying to be with their loved ones on Thanksgiving, cut them some slack, Jack, okay? You know, I mean, it's not easy, especially since a lot of us have relatives that we don't know if they're still going to be alive, you know, in the next couple of years. So I get why people want to be with others this Thanksgiving. But you know what? There's some safety tips beyond the mask and social distancing that people need to think about that they aren't. And I know this because I'm getting calls going, you know what? I'm out of an inhaler. Or I don't think I'm going to have enough blood pressure medicine. And my doctor's not answering their phone. Or my doctor's not in. Or my doctor's on vacation. Okay, for those of you guys with any sort of chronic conditions, you better get in touch with your medical provider. The last thing you want to do is expect on a Wednesday night that staff will be in, being able to call in refills when you haven't shown up to the doctor or been seen by the doctor in months. So if you do have asthma or COPD or diabetes or high blood pressure or high cholesterol or a cardiac arrhythmia or a dysrhythmia, or some other issue, you make sure you reach out to your medical provider for the refills that you need, because you don't want to lose, you don't want to, you know, be run out. Also, expect delays at airports. Expect somebody to lose your luggage. So you take your prescription. Make sure you have two separate bottles. Pour half. You could use last month's bottle. All right. Rather than throw out last month's bottle, keep that bottle, label it. All right. You can put half your medicine in that bottle, half in the other. This way, one is on the your overhead compartment with your carry-on. The other is in the cargo. This way, if you do lose your luggage, you have your extra medications. Split your medications up. Make sure any medications that you need that are important. Now, mind you, sometimes stuff happens and you have to exit the plane and you can't grab your carry-on. Then make sure your inhaler is on your person. Okay? I mean, that's a weird thing to say. Make sure it's on your person. It's on your body. All right? You know, make sure your inhaler then is in your pocket. Make sure any medications are in your pocket. You could go through TSA. You could have them in your carry-on. But while you're sitting there waiting to get on the plane, put anything you need on your person, just in case you think something is going to go down or something's going to happen or somebody's going to steal your carry-on. But make sure you have your medications. I always use that there's that little air vent. I always spray it in front of my face. Even though on a plane you're going to be wearing a mask, you know, the average mask might not be doing its job, so it's really nice to kind of blow things away from the face. If you can take a window seat, that's much better than an aisle seat. There's been studies showing those who are on window seats seem to be less exposed than aisle seats. Makes sense. People are going up and down the aisle to go potty. Another thing I would also recommend is try not to have a seat where people can gather by the potty. Now, even though the average flight attendant says, please do not gather, you know, in the aisle, wait to go to the bathroom, I don't know about you guys, but if my seat is far away, I will, like, always lose out to somebody else. So if somebody leaves the bathroom, I try to run, and then somebody goes into the aisle that's closer to the toilet, and then gets the toilet and never go. So I stand, and I'm like, look, I never make it. Please let me stand by the potty. But the problem is if you have a seat in the back of the plane, if you have a seat in the center of the plane by the potties, you're going to get breathed upon. I like the hand sanitizer wipes, or I like the tray wipes and all that. I think, you know, airlines do a fairly good job of cleaning in between, but during holiday season, they're rushed and they have to have quick turnaround and they might not clean it to the degree that you want. So get those wipes, those sanitizer wipes, you can wipe down the armrests, the tray table. I think that's a good idea and I think those are fine, unless of course you're allergic to, you know, the chemicals and you don't want to be exposed to the chemicals. But I don't think a lot of flights are even serving food, to be honest. I think a lot of them are kind of doing away with that. Don't be nice. So if you are sitting next to somebody who's coughing through their mask and you don't want to sit next to that person, don't. And if there's no other place for you to sit, then change flights. But to sit next to a person who's obviously sick and coughing or whatever, don't. I mean, I used to, and I know this was a kind of a joke, and it's not a joke anymore, but if I didn't want people to sit next to me, I would throw on a mask on a plane. This is before masks. And then people would be like, oh, she must have something, and then they would leave. Because, you know, sometimes on Southwest Airlines, it's not assigned seating. So if I wanted to get, you know, have the row or have an extra seat for the kids to sit next to me, I would, like, put on a mask, going, yeah. So they're like, you know what, I got to pass because you look sick. Well, nah, everybody has a mask. You can't really do that trick. But if it looks like somebody that, you know, it looks like, you know, they're like, oh, I have allergies, and they're coughing and sneezing and sniffling, and you think, you know, you don't necessarily have to sit with them. If not, change flights. Expect, though, you're not going to have a lot of ability to do that. Bring your own pillow. I do that. This way you don't have to use their pillow. Make sure you eat a balanced diet. Make sure you get rest. Make sure you hydrate, sleep. But be prepared this holiday season. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, number one. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The dead doctors don't lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Just got a text that some people might not be able to hang out and play Keno in the casinos. I know, it's not funny. It's a shame. It's a shame. But, yeah, it's really affecting a lot of people and their social life. So, you know, a lot of the seniors like to play Keno and bingo, and it's heartbreaking to see that not being able to happen. It, you know, well, okay. One of you had asked me about President Trump's health care plan, and I want to apologize for us not talking about it a lot. President Trump has had a health care plan. Did you guys know that? There's been a health care plan. that he had, I believe, unveiled in September because of all the election news and all the concerns about what mail-in ballots would do and all the coronavirus news. Nobody really covered it, or the media might not have covered it on purpose. And I want to apologize because I did touch upon it. I just didn't make as big a deal about it as I probably could have because there was so many other things out there. And it was kind of cool. What some of the things that were in his plan, and I don't know if Joe Biden, if he takes over January 20th, will extend a lot of these or reverse a lot of these. But, you know, in President Trump's plan, and, you know, you could read it, they have some specifics, but they also have the generalization. So like the generalizations is you're going to have more control over your healthcare dollars, premiums are going to go down, pre-existing conditions are going to be protected, expand telehealth for millions of people, expand state flexibilities, lower insulin prices, access to doctors you trust where you need, easy control of your personal medical records, cut waste, fraud, and abuse, and surprise billing. So, you know, in things are these things that I think a lot of us supported. He wanted to lower prescription drug prices. We're going to talk about that in a second. Wanted to allow more exchange flexibilities, allow you to get smaller, cheaper healthcare plans that, you know, so if you're a guy and you really don't want to pay for birth control or a mammogram, you're not paying for that on your healthcare plan, you know, things like that. And so, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, as a doctor, when I look at what his healthcare plan was, really makes a lot of sense. And I don't think it's a right-left sort of issue. I think these things are things that are very, very bipartisan. Again, protect patients with pre-existing conditions, to support research and innovations and complex treatments. I think in the America First Healthcare Plan, Donald Trump had promised $30 million in child cancer research, expanded coverage again for not only pre-existing conditions but other conditions, and the HIV AIDS fight. So I mean, nobody really talked about it, probably because it wasn't a sexy sort of headline. And again, there's a lot of the media don't like Trump, so you know they're not going to give him a win. But I really recommend anybody, Republican or Democrats, kind of take a look at this healthcare plan that he suggested, and see what things are in there that we are going to want to this next decade embolden. And one of the things he brought up was us getting medicines from Canada. Now, he didn't say Mexico, but he said us getting medicines from Canada. Now, I can't tell you how many of my patients that go down to Mexico. In Arizona, they'll go down to Nogales. In California, they'll go down to Tijuana. For those of us in Nevada, I guess it's probably shorter to go to Tijuana than Nogales. So, people are going to Mexico anyway and getting their medications and then bringing it back up. In New Mexico, you could get the antibiotics. Boy, people could get their Z-Packs, and they love that. They could get their Xanax. They could get their Soma. They could get Tramadol. They could get their medicines or whatever in Mexico, even controlled substances, bring them back, which I don't think you're really allowed to bring them back. I think there are rules where you're really not allowed to bring back controlled substances into the country. You can bring back the antibiotics. I don't think you can bring back controlled substances. Double check that, okay? Last thing I want you guys doing is being held up in customs for drug trafficking. But Canada, right, is kind of the source of where President Trump wants to go in terms of being able to usher in cheaper generics. Now, some people think that could be bad news. Some people think it could put American companies out of business. If you could get cheaper medications from Canada, then, an American company charging more for a generic gets screwed. Well, again, that's the art of competition. I'm for capitalism. I'm for competition. I think that's great. However, some Canadians aren't too happy about that because if America buys their generics, are they going to have a generic shortage? Now, some of you are like, you know, generics are plentiful. They're cheap to make. No, we have shortages of drugs all the time. Drug shortages plague our healthcare industry all the time. It might not be a sexy headline. You might not hear about it in the news. But I'll try to tell you guys, look, we have a shortage of this medication or a shortage of this medication. Drug shortages are not cool. when the avian flu hit Asia, people were buying up Tamiflu like crazy in America, and we were having a shortage, and that was causing us pretty big problems, because if the avian flu had come to America back in 2005, I think it was 2005, we would have been screwed. So, same thing with swine flu. People were freaking out, and they were using Tamiflu for swine flu. We want to make sure that we can get our antivirals, we can get our antibiotics. And so I love the idea of expanding to other countries and increasing that commerce. Apparently we trust Canada more than China, or we trust Canadian medications more than Mexico, if Trump is saying he'd like to have that conduit between Canada and America. But, I think fraud can happen anywhere. I've seen American companies do BS. I'm sure Canadian companies could, just like any companies in Mexico, so I wouldn't let our guard down. But if Canada does have a similar oversight with pharmaceuticals, now mind you, generics don't get the scrutiny like brand name products do, but if there is some sort of scrutiny, and we can be assured that we are getting safe medications, I am fine with Canadian drugs being used in America. Because you're not going to tell me that fraud is, only exclusive to one country. I don't buy that. I think there's bad apples everywhere. So I want to be very, very comfortable and confident. And another thing that I am for is less of our pharmaceuticals being made in China. Most of our generics come from China. I've been telling you guys that for the longest time. People are all, oh man, Trump's America First. It's called America First Health Plan, by the way. Yeah, America First Health Care Plan. Trump's America First Health Care Plan is horrible, and he wants to get medicines from China. That's going to hurt American business. Why do you think we have all these recalls going on with these ARB medications and Zantac and things like that? Because components of the generic drug, or most of the generic drug, is being made in China. Okay, are we going to agree to be done with foreign entities making our drugs? If we're not, then don't be ripping on, any sort of idea to start working with Canada. Another thing President Trump has been talking about for a while is lowering insulin costs. The diabetics love this. Nobody really interviews the average diabetic, but your diabetic medications can range anywhere from $100 to $400 or $500 a month. Insulin is expensive. Insulin is the hormone we need to help bring sugar from the bloodstream into your cells. And it is expensive. You got to keep it refrigerated. It's not easy. And there's not really any substitute. If you are lacking insulin, you need insulin. Now, there are some diabetics that get by with a pill, to decrease insulin resistance or to increase sensitivity. But if you are a diabetic who doesn't have insulin, if you are an insulin-dependent diabetic, and we have millions of you out there, you need insulin. It's about time we figure out a way to make that less expensive. And we need to also have the foresight to make sure we don't have a shortage. Everybody's talking about, let's lock down and let's, close up and, bear down and hunker down and all that. Whatever industry needs to feed the insulin-making industry, we need that to happen. Because otherwise, you're going to have millions of diabetics not get their insulin. So, when you look at some of the things, a part of this, President Trump had done a press conference, I believe, on Friday about his America First Health Plan. And I think all people want to know is if he was going to concede or not. There are some things that we are being told might be threatened by a new administration. And I think, if you do have, some skin in the game when it comes to your health care, and there are some things you like, just like with pre-existing conditions. The Republicans had to hear, people and their support for that part of the ACA. You got to make that known. And that's why the GOP said we're not going to mess with the pre-existing conditions. But if there are other things you like with America's First Healthcare Plan that is already currently underway, then you want to make that known. All right? This is your healthcare. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The old old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The COVID tracking project reported 150,000 new coronavirus infections on Sunday. That's the second straight day it has declined after setting a record high of 198,000. Many states, though, still announce lockdowns and curfews and stay-at-home orders. They're also limiting public gathering and only permitting a certain number of people in a household at one time. Oregon, California, and Pennsylvania all issuing new mandates and lockdown policies. One state, though, that will not be issuing these is Texas. As Republican governor from Texas, Greg Abbott, says,
if you lock people down, it's going to put them into confined areas where they can transmit COVID just as easily without protocol. Lockdowns are overvalued.
People still traveling for Thanksgiving, the TSA saying they've screened over 2 million passengers at our nation's airports Friday and Saturday. USA Radio News. When 2020 kicked off, we knew the auto industry was changing, but no one could have predicted that the COVID-19 pandemic would have as much impact as it's had. The virus is changing how many people buy cars. 2 out of 3 buyers are open to a 100% online buying experience. That's according to a study from Auto Trader. Auto expert Mike Caudill explains how car dealerships are handling test drives.
Yeah, so there's a variety of different ways right now. So from a test drive standpoint, they'll either deliver the car to your house, wipe it down, and allow you to test drive it, or they'll take minimum or limited volume people into an area, keep them outside at a dealership, do the quick test drive, and make it easy.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, Senator Chuck Grassley says he's still feeling good after recently testing positive for the coronavirus. The 87-year-old Iowa Republican tweeting that he is working from home and looking forward to being back in the Senate after Thanksgiving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, one of you had asked about why the GOP has been split and why not more GOP representatives are supporting Trump in the ballot recount or revote. And I do have a theory on that. Making headlines today, Watergate reporter Carl Bernstein. Remember Woodward and Bernstein? Watergate reporter Carl Bernstein. This made headlines today. Listed or outed 21 GOP senators who have, quote, privately expressed their, quote, extreme contempt for Donald Trump. Now, I find this piece of media or news really fluff, because the average politician doesn't like each other. The average person doesn't like who the president is. Most people who become president have to win elections and make the other person losers. I believe with JFK, Lyndon B. Johnson was running against him in the primary and lost, which means Lyndon B. Johnson and JFK at some point were enemies, which still, you know, makes me think it's still a working theory with, you know, what happened with JFK. But nobody wants to, you know, nobody really talks about that anymore. But I still think it was very, very odd that Lyndon B. Johnson's car slowed down before all this happened. It's like they knew. I don't know. Maybe he got a tip. Who knows? But, you know, so we know that politicians within parties don't like each other. We also know that President Trump wasn't really the most, you know, cuddly guy. I don't know if you guys watch football, but Baker Mayfield is one of my favorite quarterbacks, not because he's a Tom Brady goat. Tom Brady is like my favorite quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, I'm not a fan of, you know, personally, but he's a great quarterback. I think Lamar Jackson's a good quarterback. There's some good quarterbacks out there. But the reason why I really like Baker Mayfield is because he's cool. He's nice. He doesn't look like he's yelling at people on the sidelines. He looks like he's really, he just looks like a genuinely nice guy. And I understand he's got those progressive commercials and things like that. I don't know if it's progressive, but, you know, he does those commercials and all that. But, you know, he looks like he's, you know, Tom Brady, huge fan of his, you know, of his quarterbacking. But he looks like he's rough. He looks like people probably don't like him. I wouldn't be surprised if people said Tom Brady is a, and calls him a body part. Right. Oh, by the way, I think the governor, Murphy of New Jersey, was called a couple body parts because he was out to eat. And so somebody caught that on tape. People really like to use body parts when they call people names. So, like I said, I'm a huge fan of Tom Brady. We'll always say so. But, you know, most likely he's not the most cuddly person to some. So there is no doubt that President Trump has made enemies on his way up to presidency. I think he ticked a lot of people off. One of whom he probably ticked off is Chris Christie. Chris Christie has spoken out about him. I think Chris Christie has, hold on a second, let me get this out too. I think Chris Christie has asked him to concede. Chris Christie, remember, was starting to gain in the primaries because Chris Christie's, you know, kind of shtick was, you know, I'm the one that says it like it is. I'm the one that's, you know, and he kind of was the Donald Trump before Donald Trump comes in and basically says I can do the same thing, and he did it better. So Chris Christie had said Sunday that the president should end his legal fights challenging the results of the election, and he actually described Trump's legal team as a, quote, national embarrassment. Now, we always thought that if Chris Christie conceded, President Trump was going to use him in some capacity. Now, apparently, he still stayed close in the inner circle because he was there during Amy Coney Barrett's nomination, or confirmation, I think. But for some reason, he probably feels like he got, shall we say, either booted or he got, you know, jolted or whatever the word is, you know, by the president and not, you know, not what he thought he should deserve in terms of being a supporter of him. So I'm not surprised that Chris Christie would speak out, you know. But what's going on with Carl Bernstein? And who are these 21 Republican senators that he's claiming, right, that have, criticized Trump in private? So Bernstein had tweeted, I'm not violating any pledge of journalistic confidentiality in reporting this. 21 Republican senators and convos with colleagues, staff members, lobbyists, White House aides have repeatedly expressed extreme contempt for Trump and his fitness to be POTUS. And he said the 21 GOP senators who have privately expressed disdain for Trump are Portman, Alexander, Sasse, Blunt, Collins, Murkowski, Cornyn Thune, Romney, Braun, Young, Tim Scott, Rick Scott, Rubio, Grassley, Burr, Toomey, McSally, Moran, Roberts, and Shelby. So, why? And though then he ranks with few exceptions, their craven public silence has helped enable Charles Powell's grievous conduct, including undermining and discrediting the U.S. electoral system. So, you know, you're seeing people speak out. People are mad that the president hasn't conceded. I'm not surprised that the president hasn't conceded. If there are reports of fraud and abuse, I don't blame him for saying, why would I concede to an election that was a fraud? I understand that, but people are mad. People are trying to draw out other Republicans. But the question I got this hour from a listener was, why aren't then more Republicans standing up? If more Republicans stood up and voiced their concern. Well, what I'm hearing is many of them are saying kind of what I think a lot of people would be comfortable saying. And if there was fraud, the president has every right to investigate that. And that's what they're saying. They have to be careful, because when you fight for a possible losing side, even though many people feel he won, if President Trump is going to be defeated in his efforts to prove fraud, then you have Republicans having, you know, looking at their, you know, they have to look at their careers. They have to look at their future. Personally, I think somebody that would turn a shy eye or, you know, turn a cheek to any sort of possibility of voter fraud is not good in my book. I mean, I would really love to hear some Democrats say, look, you know, I heard this stuff went on in my district. Not cool. Recount. Now, no Democratic politician would do that because they think that's political suicide. But I got to tell you, all right, if you have people out there that are independents or moderates and you actually go, look, you know, I know this happened in my district. This is an embarrassment. This shouldn't have happened. And I will support a recount. I think that is the right thing to do. But remember, politicians don't do the right thing. Politicians' primary goal is getting reelected. You would think it's serving their constituents, but no. The average politician's main goal is to get reelected. And they will make decisions. I've actually heard Democrats say, I know the Obamacare bill was bad, but I needed to support my party. Are you supporting your party, or do you need that D next to your name so that you get reelected? So, you know, we're looking to politicians to kind of save the day. I don't care if people badmouth President Trump. People badmouth, when you become a successful business owner, you know, or real estate mogul like he is, I'm sure he ticked off a lot of people. I know people don't like President Trump. People don't like Biden. People don't like Kamala Harris. That's no news. That's no surprise. But it is a surprise that there could be possible voter fraud. Well, we've had people, you know, we've had, I guess, evidence put forth, and, you know, people don't care about that. That is what surprises me. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You would think I'd get questions like, you know, what does my high cholesterol level mean? Or, you know, why is my systolic blood pressure going up and my diastolic isn't? You would think I'd be getting a lot more medical questions. But a very, very common question I've been getting asked is, where can I buy a gun? And I really, really appreciate that people look at the Dr. Dahlia Show as being a show more open about everything. It's not just about medicine. We'll talk about sports. Yay, Dallas. All right, Bucks are playing tonight. Excited about that. Again, I love Tom Brady. So, you know, a lot of people are very, shall we say, you know, interested in things other than somebody's prostate. So, I get questions about, you know, entertainment, you know, what's happening with Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry. I don't know what their kid's name is. I'm sorry. I'm still a little slow on that. Sports, economy, whatever. I have not been able to answer the question on where can people get a gun. I'm hearing, like I think all of you, that trying to purchase a gun over the last few months has been very, very difficult. And what seemed to incite that was a lot of fear over police not being available to kind of administer law and order. Fear in terms of, you know, people getting broken into or looting and things like that. But that's not why, though, guns are continuing to be purchased. All right? I believe that there are a huge subset of population out there feeling that we are going into some sort of a civil war. Now, you know, I like to calm people down and say, guys, you know, come on, just everybody calm down a little bit. But here's the thing, for anybody who's a historian and who looks at history, we are following a very eerily predictable pattern. So when you look back in history, what happens is you have a divide. Now, America's always been divided, okay? We want to have political parties. We you know, want to have checks and balances. But it's a divide that's really deep, where people are really willing to put their lives on the line. So in countries throughout history, okay, there's some sort of a divide. There's also some sort of a wrong that was done, shall we say, to a certain population who thought that the power that was elicited was overstepping. There was poverty. There was an inability to overcome one's poverty. There were, let's say, food shortages. There were rights being, you know, being, shall we say, trampled on. But a big thing is there was a lack of trust. Now, when you look at these common lines in history, whether it was pre-Nazi era or whether it was, again, Hitler thought he was wronged by bankers or Jews or non-Aryans. Right? You know, people feel they were wrong. People feel their rights were taken away. People feel, you know, whatever. Stupid happens. And or revolutions happen. And so what I'm hearing is people are like, there's going to be a revolution. There's going to be a revolution. And I know there's some people there that really want to stir stuff up. And they just want to see stuff happen. But I got to tell you something. If I am holding true to what I've learned in history, and if you really do look at the patterns, holy crap, you couldn't make this up. I mean, you know when people play Monday morning quarterback and they kind of go back and they go, well, you see this, they could have done this play, they could have run this route. We are right now looking at a classic route. We are looking at a classic timeline for there to be some sort of a revolution. And even though the protests might have calmed down, and, you know, everybody's kind of being told, well, stay home because of the virus and don't go out and, you know, whatever. It seems like if we want a riot, it could come on like that. Right, left, doesn't matter what side you're on. It looks like when people feel that they can't work or whatever, it's not a gradual thing. It's like a light switch. And the abruptness of things that are happening. Now, somebody could say, well, gosh, you know, this has been going on for 9, 10 months. If you look at history, this all kind of happened in a blink of an eye. We are really brewing the recipe for something like this to happen. Now, I would love to have my head in the sand. Okay, I got bigger fish to fry. I have to work. I got, you know, patients now coming down with flu. I got patients with COVID. I got patients, you know, whose blood pressure is off and things like that. And I'm trying to navigate. I'm trying to do what I need to do. You know, I got, you know, family members having issues. And, you know, I mean, it's really easy for me to just kind of be like, okay, I'm going to kind of do my own thing. But if you aren't keeping a careful eye on what's going on, you're going to be a little bit shocked when the poop hits the fan. Most people I know have a gun. They have purchased a weapon. When I ask them why, they're like, well, I want to protect my family and I want to protect myself. When I ask them, what do you think is going to happen? They really believe that there is going to be more violence. The average person believes that there's going to be more violence. They also do not believe that they are going to have protection from law enforcement who's already overextended. Now, we're talking Republicans, Democrats alike. They believe that law enforcement is not going to be able to answer their call for help. We did this, people, either by defunding or limiting or not hiring enough or, you know, or our attitudes towards law enforcement. So when people don't feel that they have law enforcement, they're going to feel that they're going to have to take matters into their own hands, which is why many places are sold out. Now, could it be they lowered their stock? Could it be they just don't want any trouble? I don't know, because I can't tell you how many new gun owners are out there now. So, you know, just kind of listen. Right? And I don't know what the answer is. You know, if Joe Biden takes over as president, okay, there are some, you know, pretty machete-like moves he wants to make. You know, I mean, just like with President Trump, he came in there and wanted to cut a bunch of Obama stuff. Just like we're going to see, you know, Joe Biden is going to want to cut a bunch of Trump stuff. But I would really urge any president, I would really urge any government official to listen to the rumblings. Now, mind you, I was driving the other day and there was a bumper sticker, you know, that was kind of ridiculing, you know, our governor. And I understand that there's people on the right or the left that want to ridicule, and I get it. I get it. And there's people of his same party that don't like him and all that. But I'm like, jokes aside, you know, and I understand these politicians get a lot of heat. I really think they better listen and put an ear to the ground. And they better listen for that rumbling, for that stampede. Because people I'm hearing are, you know, yeah, things might stink when your president doesn't win, or if your president wins, and, you know, but when you tell a person they can't work, when you tell a person they can't find a means to make money, if you tell a person they can't travel and see their family, when you tell a person that they can't come back home, all right, we're even doing some things that in history we've never seen before. Some of the things happening right now in America are even more caustic than we've seen in other countries and in other historical situations that led up to a revolution. So again, I'm not trying to panic anybody. What I'm saying is you might want to listen to the rumblings. You might want to be aware. You know, I'm not panic buying toilet paper, but why are store shelves emptying up? I have to go grocery shopping today. I cleaned out my refrigerator. Everybody saw that. We had a guest in town for the weekend. And so I didn't really go grocery shopping. So I need to go grocery shopping today. My guess is it is going to be a mess while there's supposed to be restrictions and stuff. But, you know, why are people panic buying? The average person thinks some poop is going to go down. And my fear is when that happens, it happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.